This weekend, Scrooge, Jacob Marley, and the ghosts from Christmases past, present, and future will be on stage at Walton Arts Center for three performances. The production, by the University of Arkansas Drama Department, is a bold mix of the traditional story and the latest in theater technology. The script sticks very close to Charles Dickens' novel, but takes advantage of film and sound design to construct a visually stunning production. Scrooge, played by third-year MFA acting student Drew Johnson, will still take his cathartic journey from cold-hearted miser to understanding friend. Yesterday, Amy Herzberg, the director of the play and head of acting for the UA Drama Department, came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio to talk about what she wants to present when tackling such a familiar, iconic work.
For me, the absolute most important thing is to tell the story and to tell the story well so that Charles Dickens' purpose is achieved. And for me, that means kind of sparking in everybody a true appreciation of Christmas and what Christmas means. And I, even outside of any religious connection to that, the spirit of community and the spirit of giving and the spirit of opening one's heart. And that's really what this play is about. I think there are a lot of different ways you can go about telling that story, but that main story must be told.
This is a story of ultimately redemption.
Yes,
right?
Indeed. I think that Scrooge needs to, in this case, see truly what he would become before he can make this change. It would be great if all of us could kind of make this change before we got that far. But I think that this is, of course, like all theater, asking you to sort of look at yourself and see where your heart might be closing and where you might be able to open it more, where you might more fully embrace the spirit of Christmas, not just at Christmas time, but always in really recognizing the needs of other people and giving and enjoying life and grasping things with warmth and energy and life.
I've talked to actors and directors before who say the stories of metamorphosis are sometimes the best to do because you get to show a range. Is that the case in Christmas Carol?
It is really the case in Christmas Carol. He starts out just as closed down as he could possibly be. He is literally cold-hearted, and he literally warms throughout. In fact, at the beginning of the piece, he literally can't feel cold. He's so cold inside that outer cold has no effect on him. And one of the moments that happens in the final scene of this play is that he opens the window, and it's cold outside, and he feels cold. And it's a shock to him because he hasn't felt that in such a long time because his heart is now warm. That kind of metamorphosis is really fun to play for the actors. And I think all the actors are having a good time in this because we have 11 actors and all but two of them are playing a billion roles.
This is a story with ghosts. This is a story with supernatural elements. What does that mean for you, the director, to bring that on the stage? I mean, technically and such.
Technically, we have ventured into arenas on this show that we have ne'er ventured into before, and it has been extremely challenging and extremely rewarding. We are mixing film and projections with live action and interchange between those things. I need to credit the folks at the Pryor Center for Oral and Visual History at the university. These guys are superheroes who found out that we had this need and came and rescued us by coming in and spending a lot of time filming the work that needed to be filmed and then formatting it all and working with us. And I just, my huge thank you to Trey and to Chris and to Scott and to Bruce. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Is this the most technologically advanced work you've ever directed?
This is. It is somehow the idea of directing a play and sort of directing a small film at the same time. I don't know what I was thinking, but it has really, really paid off.
Now, you're at Walton Arts Center.
Yes.
So the stage is bigger. Is it physically bigger than at the Fine Arts Center?
It is physically bigger. We started out rehearsing in a classroom because we had Urinetown going on stage. Mm-hmm. And our classroom was about a third the size of the space. And so it was very hard to stage anything. And then when we got to our theater space, well, we expanded it. But we still had to expand yet again when we got to Walden Arts Center.
And you did all the tech. You got the tech stuff straightened out over Thanksgiving holiday.
We did.
And what was that like? I mean, you bring in the whole cast, you work a long day.
We have, we had the first part of tech was a lot of just the designers coming together with crew people and working. But then this past weekend, we actually did 2 10 out of 12s, which means we worked from 10 in the morning until 10 at night, and everybody got 2 1-hour breaks. And all the actors were there, all the crew was there, all the designers were there. Some of the Walton Arts Center staff was there. It was... a huge undertaking that people handled with just amazingly good spirit.
So 3 shows over 2 days.
3 shows over 2 days, Friday night at 7, Saturday at 2, and Saturday night at 7.
Tickets through Walton Arts Center?
Tickets through Walton Arts Center.
WaltonArtsCenter.org or 442-5600.
That's right.
Break a leg.
Thank you so much.
Amy Herzberg is director of the University of Arkansas production of A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. It's staged at Walton Arts Center Friday night at 7, and again Saturday at 2 and 7 o'clock. Ticket information available at waltonartcenter.org. And Amy says special thanks should be extended to University of Arkansas students Derek Carney and Will Eubanks for their work on the projection and sound design for the production. This is Ozarks at Large.